As spring sprouts around the province, the risk of avalanches in the mountain areas rise as well. As a result, Avalanche Canada put out a special warning from Thursday, April 27th to Monday, May 1st, as snowpacks all around the province became unstable. Tyson Reddy, a forecaster with Avalanche Canada, spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network about the warning that was put in place and what it was about.
It's a special public avalanche warning, and it encompasses all the mountainous regions of Western Canada. We're seeing a period of rapid warming that started. Timing's a little bit different depending on what mountains in particular you're looking at. And then as we get later, we start to see some more active weather coming in off the coast, and freezing levels are likely to subside a little bit, and the avalanche hazard will trend downward along with that.
Avalanches can't necessarily be forecasted like the weather. Reddy talked about how tough it is to predict avalanches and how much the risk fluctuates at this time of year.
It's tough to paint an average picture because avalanche hazard fluctuates day by day, or in some cases hour by hour. Late April can be a very safe, stable period in time. With the way that warming fluctuates throughout the day in the spring, you can also have a pattern where it's low hazard first thing in the morning while things are cool, and then as soon as you get to the peak of the warming during the day, avalanche hazard rises significantly.
As for safety and avalanche prevention, Reddy has a list of things you can do to stay safe in avalanche terrain.
We would strongly encourage people to take an avalanche skills training course so they understand the material that's provided to them through an avalanche forecast that we write. They know how to use the essential companion rescue tools. So really getting the education, getting the gear, and then getting the forecast before they head out is some of the most important things to do to stay safe in avalanche terrain.
More information on avalanche forecasts can be found on their website at avalanche.ca. For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.